Dude, on the line with us this morning, a guy you're very familiar with because you've been listening to his music for quite some time now. His new CD is out. Mr. Sam Hunt is on the Dan and Dude Show.
Good morning, Sammy.
Hey.
Can you give us the pronunciation of this album? How do you say? Yeah.
Montevallo.
Montevallo, okay.
The way I say it.
Okay, and gotcha.
I don't know if that's technically the correct, but that's the Northwest Georgia way of saying it.
Well, you know what? It's on your album. You can call it anything you want, I guess, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I've been kind of following you the last couple of months and saw you on YouTube, and we heard your song for the first time. I was like, dude, this guy's unbelievable. And the album, you're getting huge reviews on this, including from us, too. We heard it over the weekend. And, Sam, I got to tell you, man, this thing is lights out.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you saying that. I've spent a lot of time working on it, and I'm proud to have it finally out. I feel like several of the songs have sort of been sitting on for the last few months, and I've just been looking forward to having it out.
So how would you explain your music? I mean, you got a little bit of something going on. I can't explain it. I mean, you do a little bit of hip, skippy, slappy rap mixed in the middle of your music. It sounds incredible,
yeah.
Man.
Hip, sippy, slappy rap. Yeah, that's why it's hard to explain, because everybody has a different description. I don't know. I'm a huge country music fan. I grew up listening to country music, but also as I got a little older, I listened to other genres of music. So it's hard for me to really describe, but hopefully it's unique and enjoyable.
It is very enjoyable, and love your song Ecstasy. When I first saw that, I didn't know where you were going with it, and when I first heard it, but it's really unique take on it, and you're thinking of Ecstasy the drug, yeah. But it's not, and it's just really a cool tune.
Yeah, thanks. That was a song, you know, in country music, the play on words, as far as titles go, is something that's always been a part of country music, and I stumbled across that idea one day, and actually surprised nobody has ever written that idea before, so we went ahead and did that, and that song turned out to be one of my favorite songs on the album, especially to play live. It's one of my favorite songs to play live.
Now, you know, Dude said at the beginning of this, Sam Hunt, our new artist spotlight here on the Dan and Dude Show, he said at the beginning of this that we've been listening to your music. I got to say that I've been teasing him about having kind of a bromance with you. Because he's been listening, he's been watching, and I've never heard anybody, you know, I mean, he's mentioned other artists before, but it just seems like for some reason he's attached to Sam Hunt's music.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, Sam, I first heard it, man. I'm telling you, like Dan said, I don't get excited about artists, but you being a new artist, you had me from hello when I first heard you. Because, I mean, your song is mesmerizing. Your sound is mesmerizing. It's so unique, and I think it just sounds really good. And high praises to you. I'm not just saying that to blow sunshine up your keister. I'm being truthful on that. I think you sound incredible, dude.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. It's been cool because, you know, to have people from the beginning really embrace and be enthusiastic about what we're doing and, you know, just tell somebody, share the music with somebody else. And that's how we've gotten started. And it's cool to see things move now and be able to reach a whole new audience because of those people from the beginning who believed in what we're doing and who shared and spread the word.
I feel like you guys should slow dance or something.
I'm all for it.
Sam Hunt in the new artist spotlight here on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, Sam, you got kind of a late start into music. You didn't buy your first guitar until your age of 18. And the cool thing about this whole thing, how the dots are connected, is the first song you learned was a Kenny Chesney song. And then you wrote Kenny Chesney's Come Over, and that song went to number one. How cool is that?
That was really special because I moved to town and wanted to pursue the songwriting thing and have somebody in country music in general record a song of mine is special, but to have it be somebody like Kenny Chesney, mm-hmm. you know, and like you said, who is the guy who had performed the song. A song called What I Need to Do was the first song I learned to play on the guitar. So, I don't know, a really cool full circle moment there a few years ago. It was awesome.
Now, he's doing his new tour starting in March of next year. Any chance that we may see Sam Hunt on the Kenny Chesney tour?
I don't have any plans right now, but you know, in the future, I would love to line up something like that. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't think it'll be this year, but maybe sometime in the future.
Sam Hunt in the new artist spotlight here on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, one of the other big songs that you've wrote that's also on this album, Montevallo, is Cop Car, the Keith Urban song. Is this like from a personal experience? Did you fall in love at the back of a cop car, Sam?
Yeah, the experience is based loosely on a true story. we didn't actually end up getting in as much trouble as the song implies, but it did come from an experience I had down in Alabama at an airport in a similar situation.
That's all you're going to give us? You're not going to give us anymore?
Yeah. Well, the police did show up, but they just ran us off. They didn't actually put us in the back of a cop car. So I exaggerated a little bit to try to romanticize the story and make it a little more interesting.
I thought this was some kind of a bedroom thing, and there was handcuffs involved. Next thing you know, you're making up there's cops involved, no, man.
Your mind's in the gutter there.
Yeah, Sam Hunt, February 14th in the new 50 Shades of Grey movie, right? Well, Sam, hey, it's been a sincere pleasure talking to you this morning. Good luck with the new album. Thanks, Montevallo, correct?
Montevallo, that's
Montevallo,
it.
Get it. Dude Walker gets the has the personal recommendation,
that's
stamp
right.
of approval on
two
it.
Thumbs up, brother, and I only got two, I'd give you
appreciate
more.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot.